If the polls are correct, in just under 2 weeks, a Muslim is set to become the next mayor of London. It'll be a historic moment for a city that's undergone immense changes to its population. Europe correspondent Lisa Miller reports from London.
The London Marathon is always a big day on the city's calendar. 40,000 people run it and thousands more line the streets. In 10 days, many of those Londoners will be lining up to vote to decide who should be the city's next mayor. Antonia Bance is standing near the halfway line with no doubts which way she'll vote.
London needs a Labour mayor. We need a mayor that understands the city, comes from here, wasn't born with a silver spoon in his mouth, and the first Muslim mayor of London. What a symbol.
She's talking about Sadiq Khan.
London gave my family and me countless opportunities to fulfil our potential. I'm running for mayor because I want all Londoners to get the opportunities that our city gave me.
A 45-year-old Muslim, son of a Pakistani-born bus driver, Sadiq Khan grew up on a council estate. Zach Goldsmith is his Tory rival, a 41-year-old son of a billionaire. Pippa Carrera is the politics correspondent for the Evening Standard.
And they have some things in common. For example, they're both members of Parliament with London seats, London constituencies, and they're both of a similar age, but there the similarities stop.
The headlines this week have been tough on Sadiq Khan, criticising him for sharing a stage with extremists on numerous occasions and acting as defence lawyer for others.
Senior Tories say that their polling and their sort of their focus groups tell them that in outer London, which is obviously the core vote that they really need to get out in order to stand a chance at this election, that message plays well, that people think, oh, he looks a bit dodgy, not sure about that, not sure about the idea of a Muslim mayor in City Hall, what might this mean for my city, I better vote for Zach. However, it could backfire because there's nothing like allegations of this kind against the Labour candidate, the racism row that has ensued, in order to get out the core Labour vote.
It's made the candidate even more determined.
I've got a plan which I want to talk about. What I'd say is I'm disappointed that all the Conservatives want to talk about is stuff that I think is divisive, desperate and negative.
Sadiq Khan is 16 points ahead in the polls. There'd have to be serious campaign missteps for him to miss this opportunity to make history. This is Lisa Miller in London for AM.